Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on shuffle for rag-infused chaos in drum and bass. Today we're going to take a simple D&B groove, give it some swing, print it to audio, and then chop it up into something that feels broken, human, and full of sound system attitude. Think rolling drums, little stumbles, dubby vocal fragments, and that controlled chaos energy where everything sounds like it's almost falling apart, but still hits hard. Let's get set up first. Open a new Live 12 project and set the tempo to 172 BPM. That's right in the sweet spot for drum and bass. Keep the time signature at 4/4 and create a few tracks so your workflow stays clean. Make one track for programmed drums, one for a breakbeat layer, one for vocal chops, one audio track for resampling, and, if you want, one bass track later so you can test how the groove feels with low end. The reason we're doing it this way is simple. We want to be able to build ideas in MIDI, then print them to audio and mangle them. That resampling process is where the magic starts happening. Now let's build the core drum groove. Load a drum rack on your drum track and keep it simple at first. You want a kick, a snare, some closed hats, maybe an open hat, and a bit of percussion or ghost hits if you have them. Start with a classic D&B backbone. Put the snare on beats 2 and 4. Keep the kick strum on beat 1. Then add a few syncopated extra kicks or pickups. For hats, try a steady 16th note feel or a broken pattern that gives movement without clutter. A really good beginner tip here is to focus on the relationship between the kick and snare first. If those two feel solid, everything else can get a little wild later. To shape the sound, use some stock Ableton devices. Drum bus is great for punch and dirt. Saturator adds grit and can make the drums feel louder and more alive. EQ8 is useful for cleaning mud, especially down low. And glue compressor can help the whole drum loop feel more connected. A light touch goes a long way. On drum bus, keep the drive modest, maybe around 5-15%. On saturator, try soft clip-on with a small amount of drive. On glue compressor, aim for just a couple dB of gain reduction, not heavy smashing. We want impact, not a flattened loop. Now let's add shuffle. This is where the groove starts to breathe. In drum and bass, shuffle should feel like movement, not like the whole beat is drunk. The goal is bounce and forward motion, not mush. The easiest way to do this in Ableton is with the groove pool. Open it up and choose a swing groove like MPC 16 Swing or one of the 16 Swing presets. Drag it onto your drum clip, then start subtle. You do not need to max it out. Try timing around 20-40%, velocity around 10-25%, and leave random very low or off. If you want more control, you can also do it manually. Move some hi-hats slightly late, nudge ghost percussion around the grid, and keep the snare mostly straight. That last part is really important. In D&B, the snare is the anchor. If you swing the snare too much, the whole track can stop feeling like drum and bass and start feeling loose in the wrong way. So think of it like this. The hats can dance, the ghost notes can stumble a little, but the snare needs to land with confidence. Now let's layer in a breakbeat. Add a break sample to your break audio track. It could be an Amen style break or any loop with movement. Once it's on the timeline, turn warp on and use beats mode so the transients stay punchy. If the break feels stiff, adjust the warp markers lightly, but don't overdo it. You've got two good options for making the break fit the groove. One is to apply the same groove pool swing, maybe with slightly more timing amount than the main drums. The other is to slice the break to a new MIDI track and rearrange the pieces. Slicing by transients is especially useful if you want that ragga-style chopped energy, because now the break can answer itself, stutter, collide, and react to the main groove. And here's a teacher tip. Don't let the break and the program drums fight each other for the exact same transient space. If the loops start sounding blurry, reduce overlap. In this style, a few strong accents are better than a dense wash of tiny edits. Now we get to the fun part, resampling. On your resample track, set the audio input to resampling, arm the track, and play back your loop. Record 4 or 8 bars of the groove. What you're doing here is printing the performance into audio. That means all the little timing feel, swing, and drum movement gets captured as a single piece of material you can edit freely. This is a big mindset shift. Instead of thinking, how do I perfect this MIDI loop? Start thinking, what interesting audio can I create from this groove? Once you've recorded the resample, start chopping. Look for the good stuff, snare tails, hat flams, ghost hits, little break fills, and syncopated kick moments. Split the audio at transients, duplicate a tiny slice, reverse a fragment, or pitch one hit down a few semitones. A tiny amount of editing can create way more energy than endlessly changing the whole pattern. This is one of the best beginner lessons in resampling. Less is often more. You do not need to destroy every bar. One or two intentional edits can make the loop feel like it has personality. Now let's bring in the ragga side of the sound. Create a vocal chop track and load in short phrases like come again, pull up, whoa, select a, or even your own voice. These do not need to be full lyrics. Short, rhythmic vocal fragments work really well here because they behave like percussion and like an MC at the same time. Process the vocal with a simple effects chain. Dart, with EQ 8 and high pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so the low end stays clean. Then add a little saturator for grit. Add echo for a dub-style delay. Reverb can give it space, and auto-filter can help you sweep the tone around for movement. A great ragga trick is to bounce the vocal phrase and slice it into tiny pieces. Then offset those pieces slightly off the grid. That creates a call-and-response feel, like the vocal is bouncing around the drums instead of sitting neatly on top of them. Now think about arrangement. One of the biggest mistakes beginner producers make is looping the same thing forever. Resampling helps solve that, because now you can create new sections from the loop itself. For an intro, maybe start with a filtered break and a small vocal teaser. For the first drop, bring in the full drum loop with light shuffle and bass underneath. For a variation, use a resampled chop fill, a break slice pause, or a vocal stab response. For a second drop, go heavier with the resampled drums and less predictable hat placement. That idea of contrast is huge. A tight bar followed by a messy bar is often more exciting than trying to make every bar equally chaotic. You can also automate movement to keep everything alive. Auto filter is perfect for sweep-ups into a drop. Echo feedback can rise on vocal throws. Volume dips can create little half-beat stutters. Pitch changes on chopped snares can give you the tape warp kind of instability. And don't forget the D-N-B rule we keep coming back to. Keep the backbone grounded. The snare should still feel like it knows where it lives. The kick should still support the roll. The bass should lock in rhythmically. Shuffle is there to add life, not to erase the genre. If you want the groove to feel even deeper, try this mindset. Treat swing like a performance tool, not a fixed rule. You can loosen the groove in a breakdown and tighten it at the drop. That little change in swing amount can make the track feel like it's breathing. Here's a quick mini exercise for you. Build a 4-bar DNB loop at 172 BPM. Add swing only to the hats. Add a short break layer. Record 4 bars to your resample track. Chop the recording into a handful of slices. Reverse 1 or 2 slices. Pitch 1 slice down a little. Add 1 ragga vocal chop before the final bar. Then automate a filter sweep into the transition and listen to how the energy changes. Ask yourself 3 questions. Does it still roll? Does it feel shuffled instead of messy? And does the vocal add energy without clutter? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. To wrap up, the big idea in this lesson is that resampling turns your groove into raw material. You start with a solid drum and bass backbone, add subtle swing, print it to audio, then chop and reshape it into something that feels alive. Use stock Ableton tools like Drum Bus, Saturator, EQ8, Echo, Auto Filter, Glue Compressor, and Utility to keep things punchy and controlled. The final vibe we're after is simple. Rolling DNB energy, ragga vocal fragments, shuffled percussion, and that slightly chaotic sound system style movement that feels both broken and intentional. So keep it tight, keep it lively, and when you hear a good stumble, print it right away. That spontaneity is where the character lives. If you want, I can also turn this into a timed voiceover script with natural pause cues and section timestamps.